This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh yeah, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join them at secondcalldefense.org. I bet you're wondering, the reason I like to have Ben as my board op is because he's the only one that can bring a show to you in color, right? Right, Ben? High definition radio. 1080p radio. One of the stations that I have is actually an HD radio station, though, in Washington State, KBDB. I didn't either. I would love to hear HD radio. I can't imagine what that's like. But that's why Ben is the color meister. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anyway. Hey, there's been a new record set for gun inaccuracy when being a reporter. Now, Katie Couric, of course, her credentials for being a gun person are clearly in the garbage. But writing for the Gannett News Empire's number two rag, the Arizona Republic, columnist E.J. Montini, a talented, prolific, but violently biased gun-hating writer, may have set a record for the greatest number of anti-rights gun myths in one short article at 11. Overachiever that he is. Because his paper does not allow rebuttals or even meaningful error corrections, he gets away with murder, figuratively speaking. Couric got caught with evidence. This writer got caught with stubborn things, facts. Montini's name has been submitted as a candidate for the Golden Calf Award, issued periodically by Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, bestowed upon a person or group who, through specific and deliberate action, worships at the false god of deceptively named gun control and seeks to undermine the God-given right of all people to keep and bear arms for all legitimate purposes. If you agree that Montini is worthy of the award after reading about the contents or hearing about the contents, send a memo to jpfo@liberty.seannet.com. Here now is my cutting-edge analysis of all of the facts. Actually, his myth is actually, but we'll start with his myth. Polls constantly show that 90% of the public support universal background checks. I read them. These bills call for gun registration, confiscation, and arrest, which the polls don't mention, making the results a sham. When properly explained, the public is revolted by the plans. Would you support arresting people if a federal gun registry was inaccurate data, has inaccurate data on them due to missing guns, missing entries, or wrong serial numbers? And that's the least of what the bills do. And support there is minuscule. Name anything 90% of the public supports, let alone guns, that doesn't even pass the smell test. Put 10 people in a room and find out how many agree. Number two, the powerful NRA prevents the bills from moving through Congress. The NRA has a role, But Congress itself rejects the bills on legitimate grounds, and they're responsive to the 100 million-plus gun owners who object to being deceived, disarmed, or subarmed, and press their reps directly. NRA has only 5 million members. They have as many members as in the state of South Carolina. That's how many people are in South Carolina. Facing irrational and bizarre bills helps the proposal sink. It's not the NRA doing it all. Number three, we could ban the sale or possession of armor-piercing bullets. Armor-piercing rounds are already banned, only for the public. Officials, though, can have them for use against anyone. The shift in balance of power this represents is too fundamental for most journalists to comprehend. The statism of his suggestion here escapes him. Number four, we could ban the sale or possession of hollow tip bullets. Hollow point ammo is safer, and police require its use, and the public prefers it. Banning it would be both dangerous and stupid, but people like Montini, with intact ignorance, don't understand this at all. Police had to have a federal law enacted to prevent similarly ignorant bureaucrats from banning their possession of safe, effective hollow ammunition when they travel. The public seeks the same safety as officers crave for the same reasons. The myth deserves an apology, as they all actually do. Number five, we can limit magazines to 10 bullets. He actually means rounds. The bullet is a projectile that comes out of the end of the brass. Less ammo is extremely dangerous in a firefight when your life depends on it. Police and other officials would never accept such a ludicrous suggestion and always guarantee an exclusion for themselves when such outrageous proposals are being made. The public deserves at least such moderate common sense safety considerations. Why would you want criminals to have any bullets? The hint here is they can have none legally. Why would you want to handicap the innocent? The hint here is to salve your own internal hoplophobic terrors. Seek treatment. Number six, codify wider access to mental health records to prevent people with serious illness from buying weapons. That's already a law, Montini, so shut up. Mental health professionals stand in the way for numerous legitimate reasons. Why vilify sick people? Or discouraging the sick from getting treatment, invasion of privacy, refusal to violate doctor-client privilege, fear of reprisal for failure to properly act, and more, but might as well blame the invisible gun forces for the problem. It's easier and fits their progressive narrative. Number seven, Obama tried to do this by executive order, but it should be law. That's two myths, actually. Obama cannot and should not enact law by fiat or executive order, or the nation is lost, and we don't have a president, we have a king. And the president should be removed from office for usurping powers, not delegated. But liberals like Montini don't care about fundamental values if it suits their ends. And, you know, like I said earlier, it's already a law. Number eight, repeal the congressional ban on having the CDC do studies on gun ownership and the effects on public health. That was put into place because the CDC operated well outside the bounds of science and any legitimate delegated authority, and had used its vast resources to lobby against the Bill of Rights and gun ownership. A ban on using taxpayer funds to continue campaigning against our fundamental rights was and remains entirely appropriate. This is not exactly a myth or error, it's just entirely deceptive. Private research is still 100% available and can and should be conducted, and it is. Montini wants the CDC to do it that way because he thinks it'd go his way. Number nine, expand gun owning restrictions on people convicted of domestic violence. There's already a total denial of the right if you're convicted for a misdemeanor. That doesn't mean it's effectively enforced, but then again, none of the laws are, so, you know, that's just the way it is. Number 10, establish a national waiting period for gun purchases. Specifically banned by the language of the Second Amendment, the founders would be appalled at the suggestion. I know Montini is not going with that. And then his number 11, impulse violence. The belief that a written law will prevent people from being impulsive demonstrates a lack of mental stability in the people seeking to implement it. E.J. Montini, you have proven yourself to be worthy of the JPFO Golden Calf Award. Congratulations. We'll be right back.
Dempsey Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. In color, in high definition, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. You'll be doing yourself a favor by joining them. Now, I've already talked about how the UCLA shooting very cleverly illustrates the futility of the gun-free zone. Let's look at it from another perspective, shall we? Now, for those of you who may or may not have seen it, they have video, closed-circuit video of the cops going down the hallways trying to clear this area, and it's an interesting formation they have. But it's sort of a patrol type of formation. They look like they're posting up. They're flat footed. They're not really ready to move or anything, but you know, maybe they're getting ready to think they're going to engage something. There was nobody to engage because he had killed himself, but they don't know it. They don't know it. They just get a report of an active shooter. The problem here is that this was in a school at UCLA where they had no locks. They had lockdown protocols, but they didn't have any locks. Now, immediately, people posted on social media, how can something like this happen on a college campus? Actress Deborah Messing took to social media to explain how she was affected. She took a selfie with an orange shirt from Moms Demand Attention Against Gun Violence. Social media masses began questioning our current gun laws, wanting to know what we can do to keep something like this from happening in the future. It's a very simple answer, but not one that they're going to want to hear. Without this answer, the answer is you can't. If you want this to stop, then you've got to stop leaving law-abiding citizens unarmed. Creating gun-free zones and safe places without the resulting ordinance muscle behind it to back it up, to enforce it, is folly. It is a pipe dream. It is a theory. It's supposed to keep things like this from happening. It doesn't. UCLA, Northern Arizona University, Umpqua College, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, Columbine, it doesn't. Stop it. All these shootings happen in declared gun-free zones. And what happened? People were hurt and or killed in school. As is the case with the most recent shooting on UCLA, early reports indicate that the alleged shooter had a kill list and is possibly linked to another shooting death in Minnesota. What gun control advocates would have you believe is that school and college shootings are happening because guns are more easily accessible, which is false. That's as false as the day is long. Records of school shootings, though many perhaps did not involve the same scale of carnage of many modern day school shootings, go back to the 19th century. The Bath School disaster of 1927 remains the deadliest mass murder at a school in United States history, though it was carried out with explosives rather than guns. To date, one of the worst mass shootings at an American college took place in 1967 at the University of Texas at Austin, where Charles Whitman killed 14 people and wounded 32 more from the clock tower after murdering his wife and mother, which happened decades before anyone used the phrase gun-free zone. Whitman, just like the Bath School disaster's perpetrator Andrew Kehoe, was suffering from mental illness. He even acknowledged that in the letters he wrote after killing his mother. Long before anyone contemplated creating gun-free zones, the mentally unstable were targeting learning environments. Schools were attractive because large groups of people were gathered in one area and weren't expecting to have an attack carried out on them. The majority of the time, the shooters who carry out these massive attacks have suffered from mental health problems. They're determined to get their hands on a weapon, whether it be a knife or a gun, and will go through whatever steps necessary to obtain their weapon of choice. Because many of these people are quiet, their mental health goes unnoticed. Instead of being called a gun-free zone, these things should be called mass shooting zones. Now, why did that happen? That shouldn't have happened. Keeping students from carrying on campus and forcing them to find other means of self-defense is creating a population of potential victims. Instead of doing this, they should be encouraging students to go through the process of firearm safety training, which in most states is a requirement for CCW permits. Going through the required training courses with a licensed instructor ensures a person knows how to properly handle a loaded firearm. Knowing how to handle a loaded firearm means an innocent bystander is less likely to freak out over the sight of a gun and can remain calm in a serious scenario such as a mass shooting. Disarming law-abiding citizens, including college students, makes them a target, both literally and figuratively. Those with CCW permits won't carry on a college campus because it breaks the law, making them prime targets for people wanting to carry out a mass shooting. People intent on taking life or doing so no matter what. It's just going to happen. It's just the way it is. There's no two ways about it. They have already decided that the law doesn't apply to them. The only way to stop them is introduce gun number two. That's the only way to stop them. It is proven time and time again. Getting out there and denying that is stupidity and folly all by itself. If you want to see school shootings stop, let's start looking at Ohio, let's start looking in Arkansas, let's start looking in Utah and in parts of Texas where they have armed teachers, and let's see what kind of signage they put up at those schools. Because I know at a certain Christian school in Arkansas, they've got signage up that says, "We are armed and we'll protect the students, and if you try to harm the students, we will kill you to death. Murder, death, kill for you." And so far as I know, nobody's tested that yet. Nobody's tested that theory. And the guns need never come out. The mere specter of that possibility will negate that type of a shooter. And that's nothing but a good thing. They will seek out a place where they don't have that, where they don't allow that, but and then they may have their way, and that they will wreak havoc. But if we are really serious about protecting our children, we had best get past this notion that a sign is going to make a difference. Signs don't make any difference. Unless they're really big and have locks on them, and they're bulletproof. Keep that in mind. Could you? We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live in color, in HD, and 3D, and some other stuff. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Join them, join me, put that last tool in the toolbox for your self-defense setup. One thing that you may not know is that a lot of times when the ATF posts up, if they're going to surveil a gun show, what they will do is they will try to surveil the parking lot, and they will look at people getting into cars, and they'll be looking at those tags. And if they look like they have a box with a handgun in it, and you're not in that state, and your tag is not in that state, well, you may be getting looked at sort of hard. Now, there is a felon who claimed he was reporting on the gun show loophole, and he was sentenced this past Friday to 8 years in federal prison for buying 3 guns at an event in Virginia. They convicted Josiah John Weiss, 36, of Suitland, Maryland, of possession of a firearm by a felon in March, about a year after they witnessed him buying guns at a gun show. According to court documents, agents surveilling the nation's gun show in Chantilly on April 25, 2015, saw Weiss give a seller a large amount of cash for 2 pistols and an AR-15. They followed him as he walked to the parking lot with 2 pistol boxes and a rifle. Along with his behavior, he bought pistols in Virginia but had Maryland tags on his car, leading agents to suspect he had committed a crime. Under federal law, patrons can only buy handguns in the state in which they live. They followed him out of the parking lot, but Weiss noticed he was being followed and started driving erratically through a residential area. So fearing Weiss would crash, they tried to conduct a traffic stop, but he turned sporadically and sped away before they could take action. Although he evaded authorities, they did get his tag number, and they they were able to identify him by name. They learned that Weiss was prohibited from possessing firearms because of felony convictions that included aggravated identity theft and passport fraud. I don't know what aggravated identity theft is, unless they beat you up and take your stuff. He was released on probation in 2011. Verifying the transaction, they interviewed the seller at the gun show. Looking at the mugshot, the seller confirmed Weiss bought a Tezus 1911 pistol, which is a very underrated 1911, a Tanfoglio Witness PS 9mm pistol, which is a CZ-75 clone, and an Anderson manufactured AR-15. Later that day, they searched his apartment, but he wasn't home, and they did not find any firearms. They charged him with felony possession of a firearm on April 29, 2015. And then they lost his whereabouts for about 6 months. Then, in November 2015, he was arrested and agents searched a second apartment registered to a fake name, but still didn't find the guns. Arguing for a harsher sentence, federal prosecutors said the government proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Weiss possessed the three guns. With six felony convictions, prosecutors said that Weiss may not qualify as a career offender, but he is a person dedicated to a life of crime and recommended 10 years in prison. How many felony convictions do you have to have before you become considered a career offender? He's only in his 30s and he's got six already. In court, Weiss testified that he spoke to the private seller in the parking lot but never touched any firearms. He said he bought three empty gun boxes for $180 and intended to photograph them for an article he was writing. In addition to working a series of minimum wage jobs, he was an aspiring journalist, and he had even signed up for an online publication. He never published an article about his findings, which, you know, sort of, you know, puts a little shade over his claim. Objecting to accusations that he attempted to flee, Weiss's attorney asked for a 5-year sentence. He said the agents were in an unmarked car and never flipped on emergency lights. The court denied Weiss's request for an acquittal and sided with the prosecutor. Okay. I got no problems. I got no problems with this. I do have problems with them charging him and then losing his whereabouts for 6 months. I do have problems with them not being able to catch him. And now we don't know where those three guns are. Because they know he bought guns. They know this. Now, speaking of breaking the law. Well, first of all, let me ask you a question. Do you think journalists should be able to break the law in order to make a story? That's what happened with, David Gregory. David Gregory broke the law by having those empty magazines. This was around the time of Sandy Hook. He was wagging an empty 30-round magazine at Wayne LaPierre of the NRA, which was illegal. NBC contacted the D.C. police to find out whether they could do that, and they were told no. And yet they did it anyway. David Gregory should be in jail. David Gregory's producer should be in jail. But they're not. So, the thing that strikes me about this is that in order to get a story, you should not be able to break the law. There's certain things. You can protect your sources, okay? You can protect your sources, but you should not be able to break the law, especially if you're a felon. Especially if you are a felon. This guy was claiming to be a journalist, and he wasn't. Okay. So having said that, now that we know he's not a journalist, and he gets 8 years and he's going to jail for buying three guns, we don't know where they went. He didn't spend a lot of money, okay? Which is not to say those were not good guns. The Tezos 45 caliber, is my understanding is it is a very nice 45, sort of unsung. The Tanfoglio pistols are very good. They're EAA, European Armory something. I don't remember what the second A stands for. And Anderson is known for making lowers. So they don't cost a lot of money, and at the same time, they're capable, I guess would be the word I'm looking for. But working on an article for the Gun Show Loophole. That is original. I got to give Josiah big ups for that one. That one was original. But the answer to the question is no. Nobody should be able to break the law to do a journalistic story. Nobody should be able to do that. Now, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about somebody else who's broken the law. And I would really love to see the ATF come in and walk them away. But even though they went after Josiah, Josiah wasn't related or hooked up with Katie Couric. So we don't know if that's going to happen. But we're gonna recount this episode coming from Miss Stephanie Sashtag. This past weekend, she was in a video interview with the Lip TV, and she brazenly claims to have broken federal gun laws for the anti-gun hit piece Under the Gun. Okay, that's called a Raven. Would that be considered a confession? I think that would be considered a confession. I always defer to Raven when it comes to law enforcement stuff. I think it would be called a confession. So, maybe that's just me being too simple. But if it's called a confession and they confess to breaking a federal law, I would say the next step would be arresting. But we'll get back to that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert.
If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live in color, in HD, from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's the last piece in your self-defense toolbox. They should be the one you get into. Now, this story was broken by AmmoLand, and they're spending a lot of time following up on it. While Katie Couric is facing a firestorm of criticism for the deceptive editing tactics under the Gun documentary, the tactics that falsely attempt to portray gun rights supporters as being dumbstruck by a question about background checks, that's what they did. This was biased editing that led to Epix pulling the documentary and Ms. Couric and, you know, issuing a statement acknowledging the deception. But the controversy about this sham documentary may only just be beginning, as it now appears that criminal activity was committed by the makers of the film in the process of making it. Now, as was later reported by numerous outlets, Ms. Couric intentionally made members of the VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League, appear speechless following a question about background checks, when in fact, they provided a very well thought out and intelligent response. Naturally, the proponents of the film are doing their best to bury the controversy, but no amount of PR work may mitigate the likely violations of federal law induced and committed by the documentary staff. In February, the Lip TV, which, what is that? What is the Lip TV? Do you know what that is, Ben? The Lip TV. Are we missing something that might be good? I don't know. Anyway, the Lip TV interviewed the film's director, Stephanie Sustig, prior to the film's release. During the interview, Ms. Sustig openly discussed how she sent a producer of the film, most likely producer and lawyer Joshua A. Kunau, who resides in Colorado, to Arizona to purchase firearms, including three pistols, privately. According to Ms. Sustig, the producer met a private seller in a parking lot of a local Wendy's in less than 4 hours and, without a background check, obtained a Bushmaster rifle and three handguns. She incredulously states in her interview how such a private party transfer was legal, But in fact, under existing federal law, it is illegal. It was and is illegal. Now, at this moment, it is unknown what happened to those firearms and whether or not they were returned with the producer to Colorado. Presumably, this crime was committed in order to highlight what the film's proponents believe to be current inadequacies, federal firearm laws, and to educate viewers on the process of obtaining a firearm. As she stated, all of the film's content was news to me. And apparently existing federal law prohibiting private interstate firearms transfers is also something that was also come as news to Ms. Sustig and her staff. Under current federal law, it is a violation for any person to transfer, sell, trade, give, transport, or deliver any firearm to any person who the transferor knows or has reasonable cause to believe does not reside in the state in which the transferor resides. So thus, by asking a private party in Arizona to sell the Colorado producer firearms, Ms. Sustig and her staff induced a otherwise law-abiding citizen to commit a federal crime. There's nothing legal about what they did, despite their slanted attempt to portray in their documentary the private sale of firearms is unregulated and legal. It is also unlawful for any person other than a dealer to transport into or receive in the state where they reside any firearm purchased or otherwise obtained outside that state. Violations of those laws can result in a hefty fine and a felony conviction of up to 5 years. Further, if two or more persons conspire to commit any offense, and at least one person commits an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy, each party to the conspiracy can also face an additional fine and imprisonment for up to 5 years. So, in other words, in nakedly advocating for more gun control laws in a one-sided and deceptive piece of propaganda junk, Ms. Sustig and her staff likely violated existing federal laws by apparently conspiring to unlawfully import firearms from Arizona into Colorado, and by failing to properly conduct an interstate firearms transfer through a dealer. It is clear from the fraudulent way in which this, you know, these gun rights supporters were portrayed in the documentary and the unlawful way in which firearms were obtained to support the documentary's gun control theme, that neither truth nor the law were concerns of Ms. Sustig, Ms. Couric, or any of the staff in creating the film. Given this latest development, Ms. Sustig, Katie Couric, and any other individual involved in this possible conspiracy should seek legal counsel immediately, as each could face criminal charges stemming from violations of federal firearm and conspiracy laws. I'm waiting to see if they get moved on. As we all should be waiting to see if they get moved on. But that is neither here nor there. Exciting news, John Shrek McPhee is back in the country. He contacted me today to let me know that. So he'll be coming back to the show very shortly. So we'll be getting back into that training tip. I'm going to try. I told Bob Owens at Bearing Arms that I might could get me and him to some one-on-one time with Shrek. And that would be cool. And that would be something to film. Oh, yes, that would be something to film. So, of course, I'm looking forward to Shrek. Shrek is John McPhee is a, this is a guy that has a very impressive resume. I've seen some impressive ones, and his impresses me. Which is not to say that the others don't. But there are some more equal than others. So, I mean, you know, having said all of that. But that was exciting for me to hear that Shrek was back in town. I don't know what he went and did. He probably won't ever tell me. He went out of the country. He went out of the country. He probably went and trained some of the guys in the sandbox, which I understand that. Sandbox was supposed to be a special operations affair, and it wasn't. Well, it was, and when it was, we were kicking it. And then as soon as they pulled it away from special operations because some other people wanted to get involved, well, it began to devolve. The situation began to deteriorate, and that wasn't good. That wasn't good at all. So maybe Shrek was over there, I don't know, doing whatever. Doing whatever somebody could do to help over there. Maybe he was training counter-terrorists against ISIS. I don't know. Working with the Kurds. Working with the Indigs. I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe I'll find out. I don't know if I'll find out. We'll find out. This part about the break of... This is simply a means justifies the ends kind of thing. This is the same thing as Fast and Furious. Where they got out there, they knew they were breaking the law in Fast and Furious. Social Chick knew she was breaking the law with us. She knew you couldn't do this. She knew that. That's why she sent somebody else to do it. And she sent a lawyer. He should have known it. I don't know. I just don't know about these people. This is how bad they want gun control. This is how bad they want gun owners to look bad. This is they're afraid to go to no lengths, even breaking the law. They don't think the law applies to them if they're trying to do the greater good. That part always is a big mystery to me. Coming up in the next hour, when we get back, we're going to go to the desk of Rob Morse for a couple of little morsels, because I do like it when Rob is writing. And Rob's been writing a lot here lately. Rob and I both have the same issues with California with a K. And we'll be going over them. I spoke to Stacy Lasky, the wife of the founder of Frog Loop today, and she has problems with California. California with a K. It's getting worse. It's getting bad. We're going to touch on some of that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of head down.
Employing CNC billet construction, head down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.